In this module, I'm going to show you the various kinds of help available to you in the PacMate. The PacMate is on the Today screen. I'll press an up arrow.
Tuesday, October 21st, 2003.
And as you can hear, we're at the top of the Today screen on the date. The first type of help I want to show you is the General Help System. You can reach this help system by going to the Start menu, so press F4.
Start menu today.
And you have two options here. You can down arrow until you hear the PacMate say help, or you can take advantage of the first letter navigation that the PacMate offers and press the letter H, which is what I'm going to do.
Leaving menus page has 26 links. Help contents link A guide to PacMate help. Help link active sync. Link basics for PacMate. Link Bluetooth. Link calculator. Link calendar. Link connections. Link contacts. Link FS Calc. Link FS Edit. Link inbox.
And I just pressed .68 to stop speech. As you can hear, there is a wealth of information available to you about the PacMate here. When you're looking for a topic that you want to listen to, you can simply arrow through this list of links. I'm going to press down arrow.
Link FS Calc.
So we're on the FS Calc topic, and to read the information available for FS Calc, all you have to do is press enter on this link.
Enter. Page has two headings and seven links. The calculator includes functions for statistics, metric conversions, and physical properties and constants. For detailed instructions and examples on how to use FS Calc, please read FS Calc in the user's manual, which can be found on the user's documentation CD or on the web at how.
You can read this document just like you would read any other document on the PacMate. And as you heard, there are several links included here. These links will take you to more specific information about FS Calc, and you can hear that information by pressing enter on any of those links. Let's talk about some keystrokes that are available in our HTML-based help system that'll also be useful to you when you're using Internet Explorer and other HTML-based applications. Hcord L provides a list of links, and Hcord H provides a list of headings. There are navigation quick keys which are available in HTML environments. Those keystrokes include the letter H for headings, P for paragraph, and so on. For example, if you press the letter H, you would be moved forward from one heading to the next heading. Shift H would move you back through the headings. If you press the letter P, you would move forward from paragraph to paragraph. Remember that on the BX, the equivalent of the shift key is .7. So if you wish to enter a shift H or a shift N, any of these characters, simply hold down the .7 and enter the letter that you wish. .246 chord is the back command, and if it's available to you, .135 chord is the forward command. When you've finished looking up the information you need, you can leave the help system by pressing F1.
Close button. Today.
This brings us back to the Today screen. As you're learning about your PacMate, there are going to be times when you'll need to find a specific key or learn more about a keyboard command. That's when the keyboard help feature comes in handy. To get into keyboard help, press .1456 chord.
Help.
And then press the letter K.
Keyboard help on.
The first thing I should tell you about the keyboard help feature is that it's a feature that is toggled on and off. You'll turn it off by pressing the same keystroke combination you just used to turn it on. When you're in keyboard help mode, you'll hear the PacMate speak any key that you press. For example, if I press the letter T.
T.
PacMate says T. If I press the space bar,
space,
it says space. You get the picture. These keystrokes aren't actually being typed into anything. They're just being spoken by PacMate. This can be very useful for finding those keys you don't use very often. If you press a key combination that is a JAWS command, the PacMate will describe the command to you. For example, I'm going to press I chord T.
Information. T says the title of the active window within an application or the application title itself.
You heard JAWS say information when I pressed the I chord, and then when I pressed the letter T, you heard JAWS describe the I chord T command. Now to get out of keyboard help, press .1456 chord, and then press the letter K.
Keyboard help off.
And that toggles the feature off. Another help feature you'll find useful as you're learning about your PacMate and about using Pocket PC is Windows Key Help. To get to this help, press .1456 chord followed by W.
Help. Following are useful Windows keyboard commands: : to open the start menu, press F4. To access the application menu bar, press F2. To open the context menu for a selected item, press F2 cord. To exit an application, press F1. To access the task tray, press F5 cord. To refresh the today screen, press F1 cord. To perform a warm reset, press dots 1-2-3-4-6-7-8 cord. To read the default
And as you can hear, there's a number of different commands provided and defined. You can use the arrow keys to read up and down through this list of commands, and you can leave it by pressing F1.
Close button, Tuesday, October 21st, 2003.
That puts us back on the Today screen. There are several other types of help available to you. To demonstrate these, we're going to go into an application. From the Today screen, press F4.
Start menu, Today.
P for Programs.
Calculator.
And we're going to use FS Edit at this time, so press F.
File Explorer.
You'll have to press it several times.
FS Calc. FS Edit.
And now press the Enter key.
Enter. Leaving menus. FS Edit New File dialog. Would you like to make your new file a grade 2 Braille document? Yes button.
Now FS Edit presents us with the choice of writing our document in grade 2 or contracted Braille, or in computer Braille. If you choose to write your document in grade 2 Braille, and you decide you want to save it as a text file, or as rich text format, or even as a Pocket Word file, there's no problem, because FS Edit will back translate it for you. I'll select Yes by pressing Enter.
Enter. Edit.
I want to begin by showing you the applications help available to you. You can get application-specific help at any time by pressing F4.
Start menu, Today.
Followed by the letter H.
Leaving menus, page has 4 headings and 21 links. FS Edit Heading Level 1 FS Edit Go to Link FS Edit Commands. Help FS Edit is a word processing application that you can use to create and edit documents. Unlike Pocket Word or Notes, FS Edit was created specifically for the PacMate. Among its friendly and convenient features, you will find FS Edit provides a robust editing environment complete with a spell checker and offers the facility to facility.
I press .68 to stop the speech, and as you can hear, we're placed in help that is specific to FS Edit. This will be useful for finding help in an open application. Once you find the information you need, simply press F1 to return to the open application.
Close button, FS Edit - New File, Edit.
We're back in FS Edit. I'd like to show you Control Help next. We're going to do this in an open dialog box to show you that JAWS can provide help that is very specific to the task you're performing. Let's press dots 1-4-6 chord followed by the letter O to go to the open dialog box.
Shortcut O. Open file dialog. File colon edit.
As you can hear, we're in an edit field where the file name can be entered. I'll press tab.
Tab. List 1 list view. 0 items.
Now let's get control help for this list view. Press dots 1-4-5-6 chord followed by the letter C.
Help. To move through items in this list view, use the arrow keys or press the first letter of an item to move to it. Press F1 to close this message.
JAWS has given you information on how to navigate in the list view. You also know how to select an item. If you've missed something or you want to go back and review this information, you can use the arrow keys. Once you're finished with Control Help, press F1 to return to the list view.
Close button, blank.
Let me show you one more example of this. I'll press Tab.
Tab, folder, colon, combo box, none, 1-4.
And we're now in the folders combo box.
Help. To select an item in a combo box, press the first letter of the item or use up or down arrow to move through the list. In some combo boxes, you may need to first press down arrow plus .7 to open the list of items. Press F1 to close this message.
And we hear the information for working within combo boxes. Let's press F1 to leave this.
Close button.
That puts us back in the combo box. You'll notice every time I press F1, PacMate says Close button. That's because when I press the F1, the PacMate activates a Close button that appears on the PDA screen. Since this is all I need to show you in the Open Files dialog box, I'm going to press F1 to get back to FS Edit. And we're going to press F1 again to leave FS Edit altogether.
Close button, Edit. Close button, Today.
Now we're back in the Today screen. This concludes the module on help. Please join me in the next module.